Interactive Distractions, episode number 315. My name is Christopher Keough, and I am here with Jeff Chorney.
Hey, what up, guys?
And Jason couldn't join us this week, so we've got Mr. Glenn Burgess with us again.
Hey, sorry, I'm still recovering from thinking Jeff was about the rap. So
No. Maybe even the second half I'll have enough in me to be like, all right, time to unleash the fury on
do it offline, we can have a rap record
battle. Spit hot fire.
Do it offline, we'll record it, and we'll do that at the intermission.
No.
We're going to battle. It'll be great.
Okay, that'll work.
Your rhymes are out of time.
Yeah, and I stop on a dime, like no
and
crime.
I have beer with a lime.
This is painful. Can we move on?
I yes, guess.
Today we are going to be talking about game industry New Year's resolutions, even though we only got one response to that question a week. Thanks,
aww,
guys.
And I bet it's an amazing one, though.
I'm sure it is. Before that, we'll do Before that, we'll do distractions and news. And then afterwards, we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. Beforehand, let's see what's going on. Glenn, it's been a while, dude. How you doing?
It has been a while. I'm doing pretty good. Other than today, I had the dreaded tech contact meeting where all of the techs in the county come together and discuss important things. I'll give you a for instance topic. Guess what we spent 30 minutes discussing?
Power bars.
I got nothing.
Projector bulbs.
Wow. That sounds like super interesting discussion.
There's discussion somehow attached to this.
Like an actual discussion, not just like, so projector bulbs, huh?
Yeah. Oh, no. But like people raising their hands repeatedly and bringing up new information about, see, I ran into this problem. Oh, yeah, I run into that problem all the time. That's great. Can we like send an email out to somebody who can fix it after the meeting? Yeah. Like, I don't understand why we're talking about this right now.
Yeah,
sorry.
I'm pretty sure that conversation would be, it would end at projector bulbs. Yep, we need some. Let's buy them.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
That's where it should end up.
Oh, they're breaking repeatedly? All right, well, maybe there's a problem with the projector.
Now,
we'll send it back to the manufacturer.
Excuse us, we take 2 hours of your time and talk about video games.
That's right.
Yes. can we discuss some more important things in life, please?
Yeah. Yeah.
God, that's been taking that up. Kind of looking for a new place to live.
Again?
You are like a fucking...
Well, no, like in the same area, but like where we live now, Steph's job is 15 minutes away and mine is like 50.
Okay, so you want to find like a happy medium kind of
thing? Yeah. We're looking at just kind of moving local still, but you know, so that it's like a 20-minute jaunt for both of us.
So how did that come up? You're sitting there on the couch, you know, you're watching a movie all cuddling and like, so babe, I was thinking... It takes you about 15 minutes to get to work, right? Yeah, it's awesome. I love it. Yeah. How about we just kind of move somewhere halfway so, you know, it's faster for me?
But it actually went... You set most of the stage right. So we were cuddling, like laying on the couch. We were watching a nice romantic comedy. And then I actually just stood up on the couch and went, this is bullshit!
Out of nowhere. Hey, Glenn, can you pass the popcorn?
This is bullshit! Maybe if you just put the popcorn halfway between the two of us, we could
pull exactly. It'd be equal much effort for you or myself to enjoy the fluffiness of the corn that has been popped.
It would be just as easy for both of us.
This is not a metaphor.
No, actually, she brought it up.
Oh, really?
You know, we got a good deal on this place, and it was kind of always meant to be a temporary deal because it's actually her friend's dad owns it. And is renting it to us for what is probably a loss for him. So, I think we're only planning on spending up to 2 years here in the first place. But figure it's probably a good time to look around, see what's available in kind of the halfway area. Because now I've got some friends down towards where I work. She's got friends, you know, around where she works. So we should probably be somewhere where we can hang out with both of them without
that does
needing
sense.
To be a trek.
Compromise. So many people can learn from that.
Yeah, that's the plan anyway. We'll see what happens. I'm actually starting to look at the neighborhood that's directly across the street from my work. And and we'll go from there.
Yeah. Or actually,
now you get to drive.
I did it for 1 year. You can't. No. No, she had her time doing the commutes up in the Poconos, so neither one of us want anything
like the Shire
something.
Yeah, I understand
the Poconos.
The Poconos?
It's like near, yeah, I don't.
So yeah, that's it's like actually it'd be Middle closer Earth to Mordor. It'd be, oh, it'd be okay. closer to Mordor because gotcha. It is the mountains.
Ah, okay. I think you say it kind of dark, dingy, and like you know, crime.
Well, it is. It's Pennsylvania, so there's that too.
Oh,
no, that's about it. I won a bet recently, but it was a really cheesy bet, and it has more to do with games. So I'll talk about it later.
All right. Jeff.
I haven't done shit. I've been sick for a week. Today's the first day. I actually feel very good. So, Chris, what about your last
week?
Like, literally, I didn't do shit. I turned down, like, a keg dinner for free. It could have happened
keg
on Saturday.
Dinner?
It did, like, the keg. Oh, yeah, sorry. You don't know what that is. It's, like, a really nice, like, steakhouse. Like, a steakhouse place. Like, really great steaks and stuff and, like, lobster and crab. But it also snowed like a motherfucker on the weekend, so we couldn't really go anywhere anyway, but I had no problem with that. I was just like, yeah, I'm just gonna sit inside, play some games, watch some movies, that kind of thing. So yeah. Chris. Please say something more exciting than that.
Well, I've had a pretty shitty week, so I don't really know if I want to talk about it and bring everything down, but, it's been pretty rough.
Okay.
You know, part of it has to do with my mom, part of it has to do with my wife, and it's just been a rough week. And I'm not sure how much I want to talk about right now, so yeah. I'm
not
looking forward to talking
in
about
grilled
games.
Cheese sandwich, Chris.
No. Well, okay, so
I was just trying to
everybody
you don't have to go into it.
No,
unless you want to.
Okay, so Everybody knows that what my mom has been going through, who's been listening to this podcast for, you know, several months.
Right.
Mom had, she had lung cancer. She was going through chemo treatments. She got through all of her chemo treatments, and then they started doing radiation on her. So the radiation was to, you know, get rid of what was left. It was not much left. Well, last week we had the weather issue, and then my mom got bronchitis, and the bronchitis turned into pneumonia, and she ended up in the hospital. And now she went back to the doctor and found out that she needs to go back on chemo. So it's just been this it's been this crazy ass, you know, loop de loop of what's going on with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, there has been my wife has had some concern about I don't know if you guys remember from seeing her, but. You know, she's got these pale blue eyes, and her left eye has that little brown freckle in it. Right?
Yes.
I don't know if you guys remember that or not.
No,
I do remember that.
Well, turns out that brown freckle is melanoma, and she needs to get it taken care of. So,
what?
Yeah, it's been a really shitty week. So I really just want to move on. So let's.
Well,
do
that's
that.
Our show, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll see you next week with the.
But okay, so
Louis C.K.
with my mom
with you joining us.
With my mom, she's still, you know, she's still fighting. She should be okay. And with my wife, it's treatable. So yeah. it's something we're going to be able to take. It's still in the very first stage, in the very early stage. So it's something that we're going to take care of early next month. So that's that.
I feel like an asshole. I didn't really point, like, wasn't trying to.
No, it's fine. I probably needed just to get that off my chest and vent a little bit. So,
right.
It's been rough. And the worst part about it is that, when my wife is getting treatment, they basically have to take this little, metal plate and it'll be.
Just stop. Stop.
No, go ahead.
They have to take this metal plate and it distributes radiation. And they have to put it on her eye, and they have to sew it into her eye, and then sew her eye shut. And then,
Chris,
if that wasn't bad enough, no, the rest isn't going to affect you guys. If that wasn't bad enough, she has to wear this like lead eye plate, so that the radiation
doesn't leave.
Yeah, so it doesn't leave, and the reason she has to wear it is because we have kids. So it's like she can't be around our kids because she's doing this little localized radiation thing. So it very well could be that she has to be away from the kids for a week, and you know,
Chris,
that's going to
be you're looking at this all wrong.
Yeah.
It'll definitely
that?
Be tough, but there is this possibility. That Crystal becomes a comic book superhero.
Yes.
That is very true.
Crystal, just don't shoot me with a red eye laser, okay? Just don't shoot me with that damn thing.
You need to invest in ruby quartz glasses right away.
I'm looking on Amazon for the prices.
She winks her eye in you. She winks at you, and you automatically shit your pants. It's like, oh, stop it.
All right. Anyway, let's talk about some games. Hey, Glenn, why don't you go first, man? We haven't talked to you in a while.
All right. Unfortunately, I have had a very lackluster gaming experience since you've last talked to me. I think I've polished off The Last of Us since then, so that's,
okay,
good.
That's good.
But you guys have talked about that recently already.
Yes, we have. That's good.
I just picked up God of War Ascension from a friend. I'm borrowing that, and that's old news. Also, so the only thing I can say about that is I am really sick of the camera forcing me to stare directly at Kratos' left eye while I'm trying to navigate through a corridor. So that'll be nice.
Yeah.
But the
camera angle,
there's one game that I played that's just it's a stupid casual phone game, but it's a really good score chase, and I want to bet off of it. And that is Flappy Bird. Have you guys played that at all?
I've heard of this. I don't know what it is, though.
I've seen it everywhere in the last week.
It's a super frustrating game where you got everything looks like Mario-esque graphics on it. So you've got these sewer pipes that have a little gap in the middle. And you've got this bird. And every time you tap the screen with your thumb, he flaps up a certain amount of space. If you just let go, he falls.
Okay.
So you have to navigate him through all the pipes, and every section of pipe you go through,
so it's like
you get a point.
Jetpack Joyride, kind of.
It's it's way more frustrating. way more difficult and more frustrating. Like my high score is 68 pipes that I've gone through, but I had to get to 67, and I want a Cherry Coke, so I'll take it.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. Like, I've been playing shitty casual games because I haven't had any time to sit and play a game because I've been reading or I've been doing, like, this stupid little programming class from Harvard and stuff. So I've only had time to play these stupid little, like, two-minute games between other things that I'm doing. And that's about it, unfortunately. But hopefully it picks up soon. You know, tax
returns
coming back.
You're taking a programming course,
you might get that PS4 money. Yeah, it's a free online course from Harvard called CS50.
Oh, okay. Are you part of, like, are you doing the thing with Travis? Hello?
Oh, well, I talked to Travis about that, but he was looking more for, like, voice talent. So I might help him out with that. I don't think I'm going to be programming that kind of stuff. I really just want the programming experience for my job, because I've been doing a lot with, I've been doing some with Visual Basic scripts lately and everything. But that doesn't have anything to do with gaming. So we'll move on from that and kick it over to Mr. Chorney.
Gotcha. All right, so not too much this week. The usual KI, Killer Instinct. Haven't touched ranked play yet because still has issues.
Because you're scared.
No, I'm afraid to go to, like, the jail thing. That's like, it's happening like.
Do you disconnect a lot or something?
No, I don't disconnect at all. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just that the whole thing, you know how the thing was added in where if you disconnect, you go to jail?
Yeah.
The problem is, it can't tell who disconnects from who. That's just like a problem.
So it puts you both in jail?
I guess the internet's it. Well, no, it's supposed to put you into jail if your disconnects are above 15%. So the problem is, you may have been disconnected on a bunch of times, and I think they started that counter from the beginning since you've been playing KI. So, like, once you go over 15%, if you get disconnected, you go to jail. So if someone even rage quits on you, even if someone rage quit on you a bunch of times, it thinks that that was, like, you're over 15%, so you go into jail.
That's a lot.
Like, Maximilian.
15% is high.
Never rage quits, ever. Yeah, exactly. He never, but there's the rage quit in this game is very
okay.
Like, a lot of people rage quit in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like an ultra combo or something like that, they just rage quit. So, yeah, so even though you're the one getting rage quit on, when they issued this patch, it looks at everyone's disconnect rate, whether it was you or not, and has it a certain percentage, and then even if one person disconnects on you, you can't tell who was what, but it's just like, oh, this person's over 15, so this person in the jail. So there's actually more people in jail than there was playing the actual game the week after this patch. So I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to play ranked right now because I'm just going to stick to
Wow.
So yeah.
What's jail do exactly? Just prevent you from online?
It makes it so that, well, it makes you so that the only people that you can play online are also people in jail.
Yeah.
So you have to play other raids.
Terrible.
Exactly. It's actually a really cool idea in theory. Just in execution hasn't quite
worked. You can have like a rage quit off. Like, see who's going to do it first.
Yeah. Yeah, who's going to do it first?
I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was a brilliant idea.
It is. It is a brilliant idea. But I think the problem is they started the percentage from the beginning of, I guess, all your online.
So this is setting a precedence, though. So can we work this out with Halo? So, like, 6-year-old kids that yell out racist, ridiculous banter, they can only play against other racist, ridiculous 6-year-olds?
You get labeled, you go to jail for being a bigot.
They'll have to just call Xbox Live jail.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
it's not going to work out for them.
Bunch of old people like
there's like me and Jeff. We'll be the best. We will actually be MLG because nobody else will be able to play the game.
Yeah,
like, we're the exact top 2 ranked players.
Well, by default, yeah, Kill 9 and Goffy.
All right,
in the finals.
We worked hard. Yeah, you know, you try to play good. Yeah. You hope you play good.
Team.
Go out there, and give 110%
effort. You know, practice every day. Just give it 100%.
And it's a great way to stay in shape.
What's that from?
Family Guy.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, shit. I beat Tomb Raider Definitive Edition.
Definitively.
Wow, that was pretty
definitively
good. Pretty quick.
Still awesome. Buy it if you have not already played it. Wait for a price drop if you have already played it. Unless you're really, 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 like, jonesing for something new to play on your next-gen console, then go ahead, go for it. But it's awesome.
Cool.
Zelda, played a little more Zelda, did another 2 more dungeons.
Woo!
Dark World, that game's fun.
It is fun.
Tanya went from hijacking my regular DS to play Zelda to hijacking the 3DS XL to play Zelda.
So
this isn't the way it works. Like, there's a reason why I was interested in getting another DS, because you're on the other one, and now yours. So every time she's playing it, she's the one who gave me crap that I even wanted one in the first place. Gave me one. And it's like, every time I see her playing it, what are you playing? Zelda. So, where do you get that DS from? I don't know. I see.
So which XL do you have? Do you have the Zelda one?
No, it's just the one I got from Life is a Gamer Lag. It was just the
one.
Yeah, this is I guess one of the first ones.
I kind of want one of those. I just can't justify it right now. So
I would go out and just buy one, but it is a lot better, especially for people with like bigger hands, for sure.
Yeah,
like the 3DS cramped my shit so much.
Yeah, that 3DS is not comfortable at all.
I cannot play it for that long, but this one I can play definitely a lot.
Cool.
The screen's so big and shiny and nice. I cracked and downloaded the Hearthstone beta.
Nice.
Hearthstone, whatever you want to call it.
How do you like it?
I really like it. I was trying to hold out for the iOS version just when the game was out because I don't like really playing stuff on my PC. And I was like, you know what? I have no problem just waiting for it to be out on iOS and I'll get it there, play it on my iPad. And I was like, you know what? Monday I didn't go to work. I was sick and I was like bored as shit. I'm like, all right, I'm going to try it out. And, I like it a lot. It's kind of like Magic, but a lot easier to understand and a lot more streamlined. Just cool graphics everywhere and WoW characters that I don't know who they are, but I'm sure if you play WoW, you know who the hell they are. They mean something to you. But to me, they're just like elf dude, dwarf dude, that kind of thing. But I like it. Can't wait for the regular version. Is the regular version going to be free to play as well?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I'm not sure, but I'm in the same boat. I love the game, but I also want to wait until it's available on Android. So,
yeah, exactly.
Because that's how I'd want to play that game. I really feel like that's the best way to do it. So,
yeah, I don't want to put any money. I did the six tutorial missions, And then I might do some of the practice missions. I might try out arena mode just for the hell of it to see what it's all about. Like, I like the whole idea of like having a card draft.
Yeah. Stuff yeah. Like that. That's the way to make, that's the way to play online and make it really balanced. Like exactly. To play really balanced. So,
yes. Yeah. Because when you play your friends, apparently it's not really balanced because they can have a bunch of cards that you don't have.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wipe your fucking ass.
Yep.
Not that wiping your ass, like, I wouldn't mind someone wiping my ass for me. I should have meant wiping my ass. Hey, who wouldn't do that? Like, hey, you have the money, be like, I ain't doing this myself. Yo.
No.
Sven.
Sven?
I could reference another, yeah, I could reference another movie if you guys want.
Sven's also a unisex Sven? Name in Sweden.
Come wipe my ass.
Sven.
You're actually going to have like five Svens, aren't you? You just call it out. One of them
five
shows
Svens?
Up.
I have a Sven
for every occasion.
Every little thing.
Somebody cut my pancakes for me. Sven?
Yes. Sven? Cut my toenails. Toot sweet.
Next!
Hearthstone, Zelda, Tomb Raider, Killer Instinct. I don't actually think I played any Battlefield last week. That might have been the first week free of Battlefield, which is weird, considering it's been working.
I know.
Yeah, that's it. I think that is everything. I played some Resogun. Yeah, that's it. That's it for me.
Cool, all right.
Chris,
let's see. A few new things, but I'll start out with Assassin's Creed 4, which I beat. I finished it. I actually got most... I think I got almost all the... I got all the collectibles. And I beat the four legendary ships, which was really cool, because that's really... They're really, really challenging battles. So that one of the legendaries is actually a pair of level 75 Man of Wars. So it's a huge fight, and I barely came out of that one alive. But control things aside, it's still super fun, and I'm
really
glad
that
thing.
You got all the collectibles, like all the
shanties? Yeah, I got all of the collectibles. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm addicted to that kind of shit, man. It gets me.
I don't know how you do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, in the cities, it's not a big deal. It was the ones that are out. It's funny. It's like when it came to the collectibles, I didn't mind doing the collectibles in the city. But when it came into the gameplay, I liked the ship gameplay better. But yeah. I didn't like the collectibles out there because it's like you got to, okay, I'm going to sail over to this one little fucking island.
Did all the fucking air bell things?
Air bell things.
Where you go down in the bell, like to breathe underwater, you go on those big bells.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You did all those?
Yep.
And you didn't want to, like, stab yourself in the eyes?
On one of them I did. I certainly did on one of them. There was one of them that I was like, oh, this is just Yubi's message to gamers saying, fuck you!
Yeah,
it's like
first one I did in the story, I'm like, this is not fun.
Yeah, because the sharks. I eventually just said, fuck it, and if the sharks kill me, I'm just going to spawn again anyway. So there was actually one of them that I died on, like, I think I died on it like six times. Most of them I was able to get through, like after that first one, after I got used to it, I was able to get through most of them without dying, except for that one where I died like six times because it's like they had this, you basically had to swim through to a ship and it was infested with like half a dozen sharks and like everywhere you moved, they saw you and bit you. So, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Actually, some of those are really cool because they actually lead into like underwater caves, and you come out like inside. You'll come out inside, like inside a mountain, basically, like in a cave inside a mountain, and there will
That's
be
kinda cool.
And there will be enemies there. That maybe one of the treasures is there or something like that. Or you'll get a mission that goes there or like an assassination mission. And that's where the assassination mission is. And you have to do the diving bell. You go down to the shipwreck and you go into the cave and swim through the cave and come up on the surface on the other side. The big difference there is that you actually come up with nothing. Like you have no weapons,
no
nothing.
Because you dive with nothing.
So it adds a little bit of an extra challenge to some of those assassination missions. Especially the ones that say, stay out of combat. Because it's like, well, fuck. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm going to do? But, yeah, so really, really enjoyed that game. I was thinking about, if you remember Assassin's Creed 2, when I played that on 360, I actually got all 1,000 points on the 360. So I was thinking,
you got all the feathers and shit?
Yep, I got all the feathers and stuff, too.
Oh, you are a glutton for punishment.
I really am.
Kind of massive.
I like
I think I'm
I
only
like
five feathers
game.
Shy on that.
But,
Yeah. Are you serious? It's really, I have like it's five really, feathers.
It's really well, it not is hard, when you, man, because each city tells you how many you
it's
get.
It's hard when you only have like five left. No, like, it's not hard when there's well, like well, 70. You, like, oh, sweet, a feather.
You know what city, you know what cities they're in. You know what cities they're in or what areas
yeah,
they're in.
Yeah, they're a little
large. Cities are pretty big.
Well, I don't know. Fucking pull up a fact, dude. That that's how
there.
I did it.
It's not, they're not exactly yeah, the most accurate things.
Like, hey, yes. You go to the brown yeah. building.
No, 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 no. You pull up one of the guides that
yeah,
actually has
no,
pictures.
No, I pulled up.
Where,
I pulled up one that was a picture
of a brown building.
A picture of a brown building.
Map that had little X's where every single fucking feather was, and I just walked the map left to right where all the feathers were. Like, okay, it says there's supposed to be one here.
But I was considering getting the platinum on 4, and there's like 5 multiplayer achievements, and I'm like, I just have no interest.
You could probably get them if you
get
like a small group of
and
us
that's
together.
What I was thinking about, because I got a dude at work that plays it too, and he's pretty much at the same boat I am. He just doesn't feel like playing multiplayer. I was like, well, maybe I can find a group of like 4 or 5 guys, and we could just knock them
yeah,
out.
Yeah, just do it.
So I may or like may not do that. One of the things I would have to do in order to get the platinum is I'd have to go back and get 100% sync on all the story missions. Luckily, you can replay all the story missions.
Yeah,
but they have optional objectives for all of them, and you have to do all the optional objectives too. So,
oh, that's hard.
Yeah, so that would be hard. I think I have. I maybe did about 50% of those optional objectives. So that would be quite a bit of game time right there doing that.
I can't do that shit, man. Even as much as I love Infamous, like probably my favorite open world game, I still never went and collected all the shards.
Oh God, I got platinums on both of those.
Oh,
I have 5 platinums.
Hi, I'm Chris.
Infamous
I have
games.
Too much time on my
hands. No, I really, really don't.
He doesn't have time on
his
hands.
I don't have times on my hands. But right now, we are kind of in a drought, right? So
yeah, that's true.
It just happens that Assassin's Creed was the game that I got drawn to. So, and I'm sure that it'll happen with Infamous 2 in March when it comes out.
Either play video games and collect feathers or spend time with the family. So feathers it is.
I only play games when the family's in bed, dude. So, you know, I get about 3 hours of game time.
I'm doing it for the humor, Chris.
I know.
God. Yes.
Stop making... God.
Stop
analyzing everything.
Don't criticize my fathership.
Like a horrible human.
I'm a good father, damn it. anyway, let's see what else. More Muramasa. I was playing some more with the DLC. I've actually started going back and defeating some of the bosses from the main game. So that's been more fun and like the small chunks that I get to play it in. Such a smart idea to put that game on the Vita. It is so much more.
Accessible.
It works better on that little system than it does on a console, I think. So, couple of new things. I played Brothers, Tale of Two Brothers.
I downloaded it, have not played it yet. I downloaded it on PS Plus.
It is a really, really interesting game, and I am really looking forward to getting back to it. But, you know, I'm sure everyone knows what it is by now, but, you know, the whole concept of controlling the two characters with the two sticks.
It's rubbing your belly and tapping your head.
Exactly. Down. And it's really hard to get a hold of. And especially if like
they crisscross.
Yeah. If they crisscross, it's like, oh my God, I have no idea what's going on right now. So you have to really like, I automatically like when they crisscross, it's like, okay, now I have to stop and reset. And now I can do
yeah,
it again.
Yeah, you do.
Right?
You really do. Like even playing the demo, I had to do that. I was like, okay, which guy? Okay. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah. And that's exactly what it was. It's like when they crisscross, it's like I just had to I don't have the, you know, eventually it's going to end up being muscle memory, right? That's the goal.
That's the theory.
But yeah. I'm certainly not there yet. That's the theory. I'm certainly not there yet. So.
I don't think, like, the game's so short, I don't even think your muscle memory will be, like...
Yeah, you'd have to play it multiple times. Yeah, you'd have to play it multiple... You have to do, like, speed runs or something like that to do that. But, yeah, super fun game. Very, very creative. Very interesting gameplay that I've never experienced before. So I'm really happy that came up on PS Plus and I was able to nab it, so...
Did you play Outlast yet?
I have not played Outlast yet. I did download it, though.
Same here.
So
I think that might be the first game I stream. Like with no, really? I don't have the camera, so I'm not going to stream with video, but I'll play it in the dark at night with my Turtle Beaches on, but I'll have like the PS4 headset underneath it. And because I'm guaranteed to either A, scream like a girl on many occasions, or shit myself.
It's too bad. Violently. It's too bad we can't archive.
Is this
going to
be like when
Twitch
we
yet.
Played Slender?
I know.
And decided it'd be a good idea to record that.
Yes, that's
that
what
was
I'm thinking
awesome.
Of. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, that's exactly why I thought about doing it. Because I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna hate this. Like, I know I'm not gonna like it. Like, I do not like jump scares at all. Especially when I know something is meant to be jump scary. It bugs me even more. Like, if jump scare happens in a movie, I'm like, oh, okay, that's fine. But when I'm expecting there to be a lot of them,
still
but
gets
I don't
you.
Know when they're coming, that's when it really
you're more pissed
yeah,
off that you actually
really,
are still
really
susceptible to it,
me.
Even though you know it's just about to happen
yes.
right now.
Exactly.
It's like the How I Met
yes.
Your Mother slap bet. It's always yes, worse exactly when you don't know when it's coming. You're going to get them eventually.
Slap
you just don't
giving
know when.
Too.
But that might be the first thing.
Revenge of the slap.
I'll let you guys know. I wonder if there's a way we can set that up so we can, like, because playing Slenderman,
oh
like, was scary as shit, and that was with, like, three of us, like, Travis.
three different versions,
because
you can't play online.
On
we
Skype.
Were both playing three
yeah,
different
yeah,
versions
yeah,
of it,
exactly.
completely separately, on Skype, talking to each other.
That was some awesome
scary,
audio,
shit.
Though. That was some awesome-ass audio,
oh.
I have to say.
I don't remember
I
what episode it's on.
I know.
I was, like,
it
was
fantastic.
Afraid, like,
I'll have to search it, because that was good shit, but... Anyway, the last game that I played was Dust Force.
Oh, okay.
I played the demo. I didn't. Unfortunately,
Dust
the demo
Force.
Doesn't have
what
a whole
Dust
lot
Force?
To it. It's like the demo is the training level, and that's it.
What is Dust Force?
Dust Force is it's a platformer. It's a high speed platformer, 2D, and with a very interesting animation style. And your dude has a broom, and if you walk, like, you'll see like leaves and dust and stuff like that on the ground. And the idea is to, you know, if you run over them, then it sweeps it up. So that's
it's
how
being
you get
kind
your...
of like progressive.
Yeah. So, I guess, but
yeah, because it's
no,
dude. Never mind.
But
yeah.
Chris forgot.
Not allowed
to
be funny
pants.
Today. What are you trying
I
to do?
Did. They,
we already had an example of this.
Yeah. Hey, I told you I had a shitty week. What do you want from me?
Cheer you up.
But it's like Jason described it as being similar to Super Meat Boy as far as like the gameplay, and I can kind of see that. I haven't played it enough because the demo is only the trial or the demo is only the training mode. So it's like I wanted to try it before I dropped $10 on it, but you know the training mode isn't really enough. But
yeah.
I think I'm just gonna.
Is it on Steam?
No, it's on PS3, Vita, and I think it's been on Steam for a while.
Is it cross-buy?
No, it is not cross-buy, and that drives me nuts because the PS Vita version is actually on their like Vita sale, so it's like it's
okay.
For PS Plus, it's actually like $2-3 off. But the PS3 version is not.
I had that game in
which
a
is dumb.
At some point. Yes.
Oh. Dust Force?
I'm going to look
know,
that
maybe.
Up. If I have that, I'm.
I should
be better
yeah.
to play on Vita.
I should check my Steam.
I think it was like an Android version or something.
But the game, I mean, the game's fun. So I may end up just dropping the $10 for the PS3 version because that game, I don't know if I would be able to. Play it as effectively on the Vita because of the small screen.
Oh, gotcha.
But, you know, because Super Meat Boy, I mean, I very much would prefer. I mean, I don't know if I could play that game on like a Vita.
That'd
or something
be, that'd
like
be
that.
Tough on Vita,
yeah.
too, actually.
So, and Dust Force is very similar, like how far back the camera is. I mean, the character is a tiny bit bigger, but, you know, but there's also like a combat element to it as well. And I really haven't gotten into combat because the training level doesn't have anything. But there's you can swing the broom or whatever your character's using. There's multiple characters. And there's like two different attack buttons. And one is like a regular attack,
yeah,
one's
man,
a hard
check,
attack.
Check
so.
Humble Bundle. I've got Dust Force for Windows right here. I'm looking at it on the website right now. It's in one of the bundles I bought a while ago.
If it's one of the Windows ones, I probably
okay.
don't have it. Because I've only bought like two or three of the Windows ones. Yeah, mostly Android ones. Because you know, want to fill up the Android
I'm
library.
Look at that too. I swear that it was one of those across the board ones.
Well, dude, everything in its grandmother has had dust in its name for the past like 3 years.
Has had what now?
It's like there's like dust and Alicia.
Yeah.
Dust. There is Dust, whatever
Dust Force. Yeah, I think it's just
Dust Force.
Yeah, it's just the Windows version.
There is
from Hitbox, right?
I don't know.
We have no information on this.
What's that game out called now where you're naked and you beat people with rocks?
What?
Isn't that called Dust?
What?
I believe that's like called even... Chorney in Toronto on a Friday night.
It's called like... Rust. Never mind, that's Rust.
Rust.
I'm thinking of Rust.
Rust, Dust.
Yeah, you know what I'm thinking of? It's that game where it's like...
You beat
like
people, sure.
Kind of like a roguelike. Yeah, you literally spawn, you're basically naked, and you find a rock, and you have to basically build a house, and you can basically build stuff, and then you eventually can get stuff like knives and like guns and stuff, but it's like it's a persistent world, but even when you log off, you're still online. So like if you like find some stuff, like I'm just gonna log off, your dude will still be there, so someone can just come find you and kill you and take your shit. So you have to build like a shelter and shit and like log off. It's called Rust. It looks too like crazy for me, but it looks kind of cool. The whole idea of it is pretty awesome.
Okay, cool. I do not have it on Steam.
Dust Force it's the same. It's developer is Hitbox Team, published from Capcom on the Vita. But I've got, it's definitely in a Humble Bundle. Take a look. Dig it up.
Cool.
Hmm.
But I regardless of that, I may end up getting it on PS3 anyway, because when I played with it, it was fun, and it was intriguing.
But is it on PS4 or no?
It is not. It is not. It's PS3 and Vita.
Why would you get on PS3?
So.
Gotcha.
But that's pretty much it for me.
Cool.
So we can move on and do some news.
Let's do some news.
Hello.
Kind of the talk of the last couple of days is Double Helix, those guys who did Killer Instinct, and they are going to be releasing Strider. Hey, let's not get two fucking news pieces in one. Strider's coming out on February 19th.
Yeah!
Pretty much everything, except for the Wii U.
Okay.
But yes, that is coming out on the 19th. Double Helix was recently purchased by Amazon. Yes.
The well-known game developer
of all
company,
people. You know, it's
Amazon.
Yeah, the well-known publisher, Amazon.
Yeah, publisher, yeah. So,
but,
people went crazy. Well, not people. Some people went crazy. Like, what does this mean for Killer Instinct? Because, of course, they're doing Killer Instinct for the Xbox One, and Season 2 hasn't been officially announced yet. Everyone's wondering what the hell's going on. Double Helix have come out and said they're finishing everything that they said was going to be in Killer Instinct 1, so what's called Fulgore, Story Mode, Arcade Mode, that's all going to come. And then, basically, after that, Double Helix will no longer be working on Killer Instinct. So that caused some stir. So, before we jump into it, to our thoughts, we have an email here. This email is from Mr. Jason Astrick. And he says, because I asked him, because me and Sniper were talking, Sniper was like, I want to hear your guys' thoughts on the whole Double Helix thing. So he was nice enough to take time of his busy-ass schedule today, because he is actually really fucking busy, to just give us a few lines. He's like, all right, this is Jason A. Stryker on the Amazon acquiring of Double Helix. We, as in Jeff and myself, have not been shy in expressing our adoration of KI. The fondness is far from skin deep. It's the core mechanics under the hood that keep us coming back. That's rare in fighters nowadays. Who made it possible in KI? Double Helix. Sure, Microsoft's internal team may have gotten the project off the ground, but it was the guys at DH that engineered the damn thing. So DH is going to Amazon, whatever the hell they're doing, but are still finishing out Season 1. MS is keeping the internal KI team, folks like Ken Lobb, and will undoubtedly produce a second season, but they'll be bringing in another dev to work on it. Who? Rare, maybe? Let's not forget that DH was definitely an unproven developer when contracted for KI. Save the shovelware and Silent Hill downcoming. homecoming. How much faith in the IP does MS have if they hired these guys in the first place? MS got lucky before, but who knows if lightning will strike twice. Double Helix has proven that they've got the chops to do something right if their heart is in it, but who knows what Amazon is going to have them work.
Yeah, so that's kind of what I'm worried about, is what is
I'll
Amazon
exactly
going to have them working
what.
On?
You know how Google has a little Google logos that are sometimes a game you can play? I think Amazon's going to compete with that shit. You're going to log in Amazon to buy yourself some games. You'll be like, nope, play this one first.
Yes, that's going to be a waste of their time.
It will be. This is why I'm not worried. I don't think the team that Double Helix that Amazon is taking is necessarily the team that KI has.
Yeah,
the people
that want to develop KI are going to jump ship.
They're
anyways.
Jumping ship. Yeah, 100%. Like Filthy Rich, he's like one of the main dudes, like designers, who's like the balancing and the characters. He's a fighter guy. He worked on Tekken. He worked on Namco for a while. Went to Double Helix just for KI. There's no way he's sticking with them at all.
Mm-mm.
And he'll probably stay with Microsoft. The hard part is already there. The engine's already in place. The main characters are already there. Like, that's already started, the infrastructure. So that part has been taken care of, the main coding. It's like, as long as you have the people that know how fighters work, you retain that stuff, it should be fine. Hopefully, for, like, characters and stuff. A lot of the guys that Microsoft brought in to do this were fighting game guys. We weren't necessarily even part of Double Helix. They were just guys who they brought in for this project. And that's what they wanted to work on, was Killer Instinct. Like, I followed that from, like, Inception. All the videos, like, that's all what their heart and soul, like, this is what they wanted to make. They did not want to make, like, some guys even came out and said, we did not want to make those licensed games. Like, that's just not something we wanted to do. We have to work Killer Instinct, hell yeah. I can't see them being like, you know what, we're going to stick with this company. And just stay here and just work on whatever Amazon's going to make us do, if those little...
right.
I'm making it
should be terrible.
Just yeah, to be clear, things, I am like, completely making.
Gonna,
that up.
They're going to end up going back.
I know, but
it's very possible they'll go back to doing like licensed crap.
Exactly, you know? And it, like, yeah, because Amazon's new to this, right? They're going to be new publisher. They're going to want to make money quick. They're not going to want to throw something out there
unproven or new or
exactly. The biggest thing to me, and well, Phil Spencer said on Twitter yesterday, he's like, don't worry, guys. Our internal team is still here, and we've been ready for this for a while since this for this transaction to happen. So they obviously knew that Double Helix was going to get bought out. This is what makes me think that everything's going to be fine, is because there's no way in hell Microsoft didn't have an opportunity to buy Double Helix. And this is funny because literally like last week or 2 weeks ago, I was playing KI with like some people, like Sniper. I'm sure if like Lag or Jason, I can't remember. And I was like, I wouldn't be surprised if Microsoft bought Double Helix after Strider came out. Because then after Strider comes out on everything, they buy Double Helix. There you go. They continue on Killer Instinct. So Amazon makes an offer for Double Helix. Microsoft must have went to them and said, hey, listen, guys, you guys are obviously for sale. What are the chances we can retain these people? Or if you want to leave Double Helix, and we will hire you, and we'll make another studio and make whatever. Because I don't think they were probably bought out for that much money. Because what have they done besides Killer Instinct that has been good?
Nothing.
Exactly. So Killer Instinct and Strider look like the only two games that they've actually put their heart and soul into, like Jason said, and they actually really like. And Amazon came in, but they probably weren't expensive. And I'm pretty sure if Microsoft wasn't confident that they could retain the main talent that did KI, because it's been doing really well, that they wouldn't have counteroffered if it wasn't that much money. Because they've had, like, well, they quoted that they had, like, over $1 billion to buy, or to get, like, new IP and new talent. That's why I think KI is going to be fine. I think the main people, outside of the people that may be coded for the engine, I think the people that actually, like, design the characters, the balancing, and how the actual game works, I think will still be with Microsoft. Whether that be with Rare or with a new studio that they make to keep KI going. But there's no way it's going to not keep going, and I think it's going to be okay. It'll be fine. I also think it's really funny that it went from, oh my god, Double Helix is making Killer Instinct, it's going to be trash, to, oh my god, Double Helix isn't going to work on Killer Instinct anymore.
It's going to be trash.
It's going to be fine. It's going to be like Phil Spencer's been really commented. Like, I think we'll probably get an announcement within, like, probably after season one's done. And they'll be like, all right, this is who we have that's being retained from Double Helix. Because I really don't think a lot of those guys, after doing all those licensed games for so long and then getting to work on something they actually want to, being bought up by a big corporation, to be like, now you have to make what we want you to make again. And taken right off Killer Instinct. It wasn't even like Amazon bought them. We're like, no, we just bought you. It's fine. We'll still let Microsoft publish the games. We'll take some of the profits. They were like, nope, we're buying you. And after season one, your non-killer instinct. Which means they're going to be forced to make something that is not something they necessarily want to do. I can see a whole Infinity War kind of thing happening. And I would almost put money down that it does happen. I hope, anyway. Because Killer Instinct is really good, and I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it fucked over, and I don't want to see it go down in quality. Because it's been pretty good so far. So, yeah.
All right.
Hopefully that is the case. Hopefully everyone will be relieved. All right. Activision. Okay. Bobby Kotick.
All right.
Hate that guy.
He's an outspoken guy. Yeah, their recent number fucking penis comparison things, how much money they made, and you know all that kind of stuff to make all the investors happy. He said Destiny will be the best-selling video game in history.
Ever?
What?
Wow. History.
What? No.
Yeah.
You are wrong, sir.
That takes some brass balls to someone. Like, I can understand. The only way I could see that even remotely, even close to happening is if Destiny was not Destiny and it was Halo 5 and on everything.
Right.
Destiny's going to be.
Yeah.
And even then...
Be tricky.
Still have a long way to go up.
I mean, what's the best selling? I was going to say, it's Grand Theft Auto 5, right?
Grand Theft Auto 5 right now.
It's like 14, 15 million, something ridiculous like that?
It's not the best selling like in the history of it's been out, but it's the fastest selling up to the point where it's at. So, yeah. I'm sure like games like Super Mario World have sold like 30 million or 40 million.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, right now I think it is Grand Theft Auto. So that's a that's a big shoes to fill. I don't think Destiny's going to be the one to do it. Maybe Destiny
Electric
2.
Boogaloo.
I don't know about Destiny 1. I think Destiny's going to sell really, really well, though.
The best, best ever.
Like, I don't even think Destiny's going to beat out Call of Duty. Like this. That's the only game I think it would probably have it. I don't even think it'll outsell if Halo Anniversary 2 or whatever is a thing. It'll outsell that because it's on multi-platform. But
I have no idea.
Yeah,
I mean it looks good, but
it looks awesome.
Best
I can't wait for that
game ever.
I mean, I can't wait for it. I'm buying it for sure. I'm going to
be
day
one
buys.
That might be one of the first games I double dip on, to be honest.
I could see that, but I won't. But obviously, because have the other one yet.
But I'm going to get my copy in advance.
But I still don't think it's going to be the best selling game.
I don't think it's going to be the best selling game this year. Never mind of history.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that's
there's
going to
be a Halo game released this year. There's going to be another Call of Duty game released this year.
Wow, this is really scary. So I'm looking at like the best-selling games of all time, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to go to number 17 to get away from Nintendo. Oh, wait, no,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's crazy.
16. 16 to get away from Nintendo.
For lifetime sales,
wow.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's nuts. So good luck with that, Kotick.
Yeah.
We'll buy you a fruit basket.
I mean, nothing can take away from. Yeah.
It'll be your consolation prize.
Only placing 3,027th for best selling game.
Nothing taken away from Bungie or Destiny. The game looks like it's going to be spectacular, and
I think
it might probably be the best selling new IP. That I think that and Titanfall.
Yeah, that's fair.
The two big ones.
You know, it has to look pretty good if I'm actually saying I'm going to buy an Activision game day one.
Maybe there's something to this.
It's an Activision game, and it's a first-person shooter, and I'm buying it day one. Wait, what?
Yeah, but you're not buying it because of that. You're buying it because of the whole Borderlands kind of aspect to it.
This is true. This is true.
Co-op.
Yep. Can't wait.
Well, you're going to have to.
We mentioned Titanfall.
We did.
Titanfall.
Titan balls.
iOS version is coming out a week beforehand.
It's like Candy Crush. It's really
yeah. Titanfall has been delayed for the 360 till March 25th. That's like 2 weeks after the PC and Xbox One version.
That's okay.
They're saying it's being delayed to patch up the 360 version. I'm gonna call a little bit of BS and say that's Microsoft delaying it to get the people that have no willpower and that are impulse buyers
to go out and buy an Xbox One. Yeah, I agree. I think that's probably the at least partially the reason. It's at least partially the reason.
I think it's like 99% of the reason. I'm sure the developers like, thank God, like Blue Point or wherever they are, they're like, oh yeah, okay, good. We have another 2 weeks to polish this shit. But really, it's Microsoft being like, we might get a few more Xbox One sales out of this.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
It's only 2 weeks. How much can you do?
Yeah. But you know what? The system, the PC minimum requirements were announced
also.
And
yeah,
they're
too crazy.
They're really low, actually.
Yeah. Well, they never go by minimum, though.
Well,
minimum.
No, that's true. But, yeah. But I mean, just based on what they showed, the minimum is significantly less than the two-year-old gaming rig that I bought.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, it runs on the Source engine. It's not going to be that crazy, like...
That's not bad.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. It's going to be... A lot of people are going to be able to play it, depending on the PC you have. Like, it's going to be pretty decent.
Yep.
I might even double dip on that. I doubt it. Why the hell would I ever play Titanfall on PC? I never played
it. Plus, anything that you buy on PC is a guarantee that you're not going to beat it.
Yeah, that's 100% true. Well, there's no single player, so...
Well,
I put a call out for to Retroids for people getting it on PC to see how many there were, and right now there's like three. So
well, Retroids is not really a good.
I know.
To see who.
So this goes out to listeners. How many of you are getting it on PC? Because if I'm going to get it, I'm going to get
getting it.
Actually buying
who,
it on PC.
I only have a PS4, and everybody like, why would I get an Xbox when I can play it on PC? When really you're not really on PC.
Yeah.
Saying
so,
that because it's.
I don't want to know that you're just that you don't want to buy an Xbox One. I want to know if you are actually getting it on PC.
This is not an
PC
argument of
and are actually
which is
going
better,
to play
PC
it.
Or console either.
Yes.
Are you buying this particular
game?
Should
I buy this
on
game?
PC?
Should I buy this game? You tell me, should I buy this game? Get on that right now.
Dear Christopher,
I will not play this game with you.
Still that one. Sorry. And we already mentioned Strider's coming out in October or February 19th. Can't wait for that. Oh my God, it's so close. I've been wanting this for how long? Oh my God.
Since we started this podcast?
So
yeah,
yes,
I'm pretty sure that's
true. Yeah. Oh shit. The Order 1886. It's the game made by
Ray at Dawn.
The guys who made the God of War ports and stuff for the PSP.
Yep.
Which are really, really, really good.
Yep.
Their first shot.
I agree.
Full console release.
Yep.
It's not going to have multiplayer, which at first I was like, yeah, who fucking cares? No one cares about multiplayer because, you know, first thing that pops in my mind when I hear multiplayer is competitive multiplayer. But then apparently the campaign is also only single player. And I kind of thought, because the way that trailer.
Yeah, that trailer made it look like it could be a co-op type game.
It could be like a four-player co-op,
right,
like different
right.
classes kind of game, which is fine. Like, I'm still going to play it either way. It was kind of a little bit of a bummer. I was like, oh, I kind of want to be co-op. But, whatever. But the big thing, this thing, I don't know. I don't think I can support these guys anymore.
Really?
But it's only going to be running in 30 frames per second.
What? Are they really?
Yeah.
On PS4?
That's just ridiculous,
though. PS4. It's only going to be 30 frames per second.
No.
Oh, I know. I've been doing 30 frames per second on consoles for so long.
Well, that was like the whole reason you bought this whole next gen.
They're unplayable.
I thought.
Yeah, the whole reason for next gen was 60 frames, right?
I can't even play last gen.
No kidding.
Last gen was garbage.
Sometimes I've seen that drop to like 26
Halo
and a half
4
frames, even.
Can't. Oh, my God. Halo 4,
yeah, yeah.
Glenn,
right,
I know
right.
we joke about it, how we should play.
Well,
no,
that's why we don't
play
it anymore.
I don't even. It's
like I pop it in and just I watch the fucking menu load and how crappy the frame rate is. I'm just saying Halo.
This game is poop.
Like, it's stupid.
Exactly.
I can't even focus. It takes me right out of it.
Crap.
Like,
yeah. Nathan Drake looks like he's studying around.
Every single time that I pick up that game, I go to put it in and I look at it and there's just one thought that goes through my head while I'm staring at this game. Instead of putting it in, I just look at my TV and I scream, who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit?
No. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Fine.
I don't know why people are bitching about this.
Especially if it's locked. If it's locked,
yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I would take a steady 30 frames per second over bursts of 60 any day, to be honest with you.
You know what's funny? I didn't put this in news, but Killer Instinct Shadow... Oh, Killer Instinct.
Yeah.
Killzone Shadowfall just released... Or they're releasing a patch next week. so you can actually lock,
at 30.
The frame rate at 30
yeah.
on multiplayer. Because in multiplayer it's 60, but it's not locked at 60. It's like anywhere okay. from 30 to 60. So yes. it's like fucking up people's inputs. So people are like, it's like actually they're putting out a patch where you actually select it and lock it at 30.
I would definitely do that.
It's a good idea. It's a good idea.
It's 30 frames is fine. I don't know where did our generation go to. Like,
so I'm wondering if the people that are complaining know that TV and movies are 24 frames per second.
They have no clue.
I'm sure they have no idea that that's a thing.
I'm not going to say who this person was, but I had someone over who thought Assassin's Creed was 60 frames a second, and I was like, that's
what?
30. Yeah. And I don't know if this person listens to the show, so I'm not going to say anything, but obviously this person.
But whoever
know
you are, you're stupid.
No, I'm kidding. But I'm saying a lot of people who make comments with this shit have no. They can't tell the difference unless you see it side by side or go from one to the other, like Tomb Raider. Or my biggest ones are Tomb Raider and Devil May Cry. Tomb Raider Definitive on PS4. I didn't notice the difference until I actually played. I played the PS4 version. Then I was like, okay, it seems. Yeah, awesome, smooth. Went back to the 360 version. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. Totally different frame rate. Same thing with Devil May Cry. Played it on 360 with 30 frames. 30 frames is totally fine, playable. Played through the game twice. This is awesome. Got it on PC and was like, oh, okay. Yeah, 6 frames is a lot nicer. But 30 frames is fine. It's a big step up from last generation, especially if they're locked. A lot of games last generation were 30 or not locked at 30. Unless you're like fighting games, sports games. Then you got 60. Racing
right.
games here and there.
Yeah, that's true.
But I wouldn't complain, especially this early. Like, if we judge last generation's consoles based on the first, like, 6 months to a year of the game's performance, they were, we would say,
especially PS3.
Garbage.
Yeah.
In particular.
And this goes into the same conversation that we were having via email, where yes. there was all the backlash about Tomb Raider. And yep. And the difference between the Xbox and the PS4 version, and yeah. you know the big thing to realize, and I don't think a lot of people realize this because they automatically think that the 360 in the previous gen was the easier one to develop for, but in this generation the PS4 is the easier developer.
It's
the opposite. It's the easier one to develop for. So of course things are going to look better on PS4 right now because developers yeah. don't have to work very hard to get it to work to look that way.
No, and it's it's not like there's no games running on either consoles at 60 and 1080.
Right.
It's just there's a few that don't on Xbox One, and there's a few that are the same on both, and there's a few that it's like it's shut up, people. Like it's like this whole like entitlement, like yeah. impatient
and,
thing of like it yeah, running at 60 frames.
Yeah.
Oh,
and the big ooh. Thing is like, and we've said before the generation started that eventually what we're gonna see is pretty much the same on both systems. And I still hold to that, even with the differences in the memory and with the supposed difference in the GPU. I still hold to the fact that if you don't have them side by side, you're not going to know the difference.
You're not. Like, I mean, there is a big jump. Don't get me wrong. When you play Definitive Edition Tomb Raider on PS4 and then play it on 360 or PS3, it's a substantial jump. Like, you'll say, like, holy crap, this one's a lot better. It's a lot smoother. But if you didn't see the PS4 version and played a PS3 version or 360 version, you're still going to think that's a gorgeous looking fucking game.
Agreed.
Either way.
Mm-hmm.
And take out this generation, everything's going to be roughly the same special effect, like same special effects, all that kind of stuff. Frame rate will mostly pretty much be close. It's resolution seems to be the big thing now. A lot of stuff runs on 1080p on PS4 versus 720 or 900 on Xbox One. But resolution especially, you will not notice unless you're looking at things side by side.
Right.
Or go from one right to the other. Like, I did notice I played Battlefield
4. Or if you sit, like, 3 feet from the TV.
Well, yeah. But I will say I played Battlefield 4 at a friend's who has it on PS4. And I noticed the difference in resolution. But when he watched it at my place before he got a PS4, and Battlefield 4 blew him away on Xbox One. He was like, this looks fucking amazing. And he never noticed the difference because he doesn't play one.
He doesn't play the Xbox One,
the other one
version, right.
Yeah, exactly. He only saw, like, played it for a little bit. And then got the PS4 one. When I saw the PS4, I was like, oh, like right away, I was like, oh yeah, this definitely is a little bit clearer. Like, but he didn't notice the difference. I did because I'm so used to the Xbox One version and saw that.
Right,
one.
Right.
But yeah, but I mean, it's also the first games of the generation. It's gonna happen. Like, look at how bad some shit was last year. Like, play Perfect Dark Zero. Oh my God, or Lair.
Or Cameo.
Like the frame rates in those games were so back.
Well, see, and that's the thing. It's like my launch titles for Xbox 360 that I got were like Ridge Racer 6 and Cameo.
Ridge Racer 6 was 1080p and 60 frames a second.
That was good. That was a good game.
But it looked like.
Oh, it was fun. That's it was a Ridge Racer game. It was fun.
Yeah, I had the demo.
Cameo was fun. I mean, and I don't remember there being frame rate issues, but I remember it not looking all that impressive considering. But you know, it is what
seriously
it is.
For those people who think that this was an issue last gen. Seriously, go down and download the Heavenly Sword demo. Download like I don't know if Lair had a demo. Download Perfect. Oh my God! Please download the Perfect Dark Zero demo.
Was Perfect Dark Zero really that bad? I never played it.
Go do download it. Seriously, and
is it like a PS2 game or something like that? Or
no,
like
it looks
OG
like an
Xbox.
It's an Xbox game in HD, but the frame rate is bad.
Ugh.
Like it's not even. I'd say it runs like 20. I don't think it's 30, unless it's a really like not even close lock 30. It's just. I'm just playing the demo. Like this is recently. Like, remember, I think I talked about the show like a few months ago. I was like, "Hey, I got this thing for Perfect Dark. I'm gonna download the demo and see how see if it was really that bad." I was like, "Oh man, this is hard to aim." But yeah, give it a fucking rest, people. Stop bitching. Games are supposed to be fun. Enjoy your consoles. You paid money for them. Things will come. It's gonna take a while. Same.
All right, I agree.
Okay.
Hey, let's take a break.
All right.
We'll come back and we'll do our game industry resolutions, and then we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay with us.
Yay!
Welcome back.
You welcome back.
Your face welcome back. Your mom's face welcome. let's see. Today we are talking about this was Silver PR, right? He was the one that suggested
yes,
this.
Yes, suggested this.
And the question of the week came from him, and it was what should the New Year's resolutions be for specific people or publishers or developers or whoever in the game industry? So we did get one email after 2 weeks on this. After I think it was 3 weeks. So
well,
Jeff, why don't you read that?
We also, the show didn't come out for a long time, so a lot of people didn't even know this is even out there.
That's true.
Can't fault them, dude. But come on.
What the hell, cat?
Anyway. Okay. First one, this comes from Sniper Maverick. He says, "Hey, Indus dudes. Interesting question of the week. Resolutions for video game devs, publishers. I could sit here and nitpick each company or studio. I could say, hey, EA, get rid of Origin. You don't need it. Nobody uses it, and it only causes issues with your games. Or I could say, hey, Double Helix, keep kicking ass, but try to make lobbies a priority in Killer Instinct. Or I could say, hey, all game studios, even though it's no longer required for trials demos on the Xbox Store, please make an effort to still create a trial somehow. So true. I miss that. But what I will say is the most insanely important game-changing, earth-shattering, fate of all mankind resolution, hey, Infinity Ward. In a friendly online competitive match, please don't tell me to crouch down and then stand up over a player's face, insinuating my video game character is placing his testicles in the dead character's mouth as a form of humiliation. Definitely please don't reward me for it.
Sniper out.
Yeah, there's okay.
Tell me that's not real.
Okay, no, that's a thing.
Oh my God.
In Call of Duty Ghosts, if you kill someone on the other team, sometimes they'll drop, I can't remember what they're called, but it looks like a briefcase. And it's basically a challenge. So you pick up the briefcase and it'll say, you basically get more experience points if you do whatever it says. One of the things is humiliate your opponent. To humiliate your opponent, you have to kill them and teabag them.
Wow.
Are
you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. It's enticing people to teabag people when they get this, this thing.
Yeah, cause online competitive multiplayer wasn't bad enough.
Exactly.
I was just thinking the one thing that Call of Duty was missing. Was I was not getting teabagged when I died.
Yeah, exactly. Can you? If they did that with fucking Halo, I would never play it. I'd like, that is
nobody would shoot. God. They would just be running around teabagging the ground.
Yeah,
just constantly.
That's bad. And I agree. When I saw that, it's like a. I want to say they're called like what are they called? Field orders, I think. Yeah, you get them, and yeah, they're like some things would be like kill somebody while jumping, or kill someone with a pistol. Or kill somebody with like a weapon you pick up from the ground.
Or teabag them.
This is kill them and teabag them.
as long as there's an achievement you unlock called "You're a douche," I'm totally okay with that. Awesome.
Yeah, no, there's not even that. I wholeheartedly wish there was, though.
Oh man, that's funny. I will say this though, I kind of agree with his EA get rid of Origin one for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think Origins is that bad anymore. It just sucks because
it's useless. It's just,
yeah. It's not that it's bad. It's just not good.
Yeah,
it's
only and it goes for Ubisoft too. Get rid of Uplay. We don't need it. Yeah.
Yes.
I know, but then that just means they're, you know, giving it to Steam, which makes sense because they sell probably more games if it was on Steam.
Yeah, they should just give in because it's not like it's a contest. Steam won. Yeah. Just leave it alone.
It never was a contest. Yeah, I agree with that for sure. So I actually had a question, and I don't know if we just talked about the Double Helix thing. Are lobbies included in this first season?
No. No. Oh. In the first season?
Yeah.
That's been something they've been working on. My theory is because, like, the net code for Killer Instinct is really, 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 really good. Like, there's hardly any lag in it. And I think they've been trying with lobbies and spectators, and I think it's bringing the lag up a bit, and they don't want to do that yet till they can, like, totally nail it.
Yeah.
So, like, we found out workarounds. Like, we finally figured out how the fucking party system works for that game, and it's a lot easier now that we figured it out. But even if they just have a lobby where you don't have to spectate the match, just you're in the chat with people or in the lobby with each other, and then you rotate through who's playing, that's all. Mm-hmm. That's all I care about. Like, it's like MVC.
Okay.
But they haven't added in yet. They're working on it, apparently. So we'll see what happens. It's not in there yet, but it's in one of their top priorities, apparently. I hope it's, like, to do with this. I don't know if it's season one thing per se. It's more of a...
Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was actually a piece that was included in season one.
No, that was just a thing that they've been trying to... Like, they wanted to have that out there from launch, so...
Right, okay.
They've just been kind of working on it. Even if it is season one thing, I don't think it'd have anything to do with the fact that... Because Double Helix, the net code, that could be something that could be done totally on Microsoft's side. Not even their side, so... It wouldn't be an issue. Like, all right, okay. we can code this shit. It's our system... We should be able to do it.
Right.
Yeah. But,
cool.
Yeah, and you guys have anything?
Yeah. Well, I definitely said a couple of mine. EA, get rid of Origin. The other one I was going to say is EA is make sure your game fucking works before you release it.
That's a good one. I like that.
That's probably big. Who's the dude that did Fez?
Phil Fish.
Yeah, Phil Fish, and then he all of a sudden said that he was, it's like, don't be a douche.
Apparently, there's a rumor going around that he's the one who made Flappy Bird or whatever the hell it is.
Really?
That would not surprise me for some reason. Let's see here. Trying to think of other ones, like, the easy ones are like, you know, Activision stop releasing Call of Duty every year, Ubisoft stop releasing Assassin's Creed every year, and...
But why would you care if they release Call of Duty every year? Because you don't even buy Call of Duty.
That's true. But I do buy Assassin's Creed, so Ubisoft, stop.
That's true.
Stop releasing Assassin's Creed every year.
Every year. How about, can we just do a general release? No,
you can do whatever the fuck you want to.
Stop day one DLC.
Oh, that drives me nuts.
I don't want day one DLC. I want to have this perfect moment where I own the whole goddamn game that I just bought.
Yeah, I know.
Good luck with have that, please.
That I got on launch day.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. I would like, just give me like a week where I actually own the entire game. That would be lovely.
And retailer-specific pre-order bonuses.
Oh, my God. Mm. Yes. They need to fuck off with that. Like, with a big, giant fuck off.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, oh, goody, if I want everything in this game, I have to buy it 8 times. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Not that I ever do
or
that.
Or pre-order it 8 times, then cancel seven of those pre-order places. It's so dumb. I that's one of the things I really hope they don't do. This, especially with... And, oh, yeah. Also, to like, resolutions for Sony, Microsoft, or anyone who puts anything out digitally, have anything that is a pre-order bonus included in the digital copy. Because why should I be punished for downloading it directly, which costing you guys less money.
Why should I be punished for giving you guys a higher profit margin?
Yeah, exactly. That's a great idea. I have a few here.
Go for it.
Bear with me. I put it in the, this is how, like, if they were writing in and saying what their resolutions were. All right. First one. Dear Indus, this is Microsoft. Our New Year resolution is to keep our mouth shut until we know exactly what we're doing. That way, we no longer have to change our damn mind later down the road and look like we drank a liter of incompetence for breakfast. Also, we will continue to have our internal studios make new IP. Dear Indus, this is Capcom. Our New Year's resolution is we will announce a new fighting game this year, likely Street Fighter V, but promise it may or may not be, it may not come after Super Ultra Super Street Fighter IV Ludicrous Edition.
Ludicrous Speed.
No, wait,
go.
Hang on. Is that Ludicrous as in the Ludicrous, not Ludicrous Speed the rapper. Or Ludicrous the Rapper? Because yeah. I would buy the shit out of that game.
I was going to say, it's definitely Ludicrous Speed, right? Because the box is plaid?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Oh, exactly. Platinum Sun.
I just want an Ultra where big black guy with an afro comes out and yells, Luda, and knocks across the screen.
All right. Dear Indus, this is Naughty Dog. Really? New Year's resolution? Nah, we're good.
That's accurate, I think.
Dear Indus, EA here. Oh. We'll resolve our issue of having buggy-ass, non-finished games released that treat our consumers like idiots when we decide to have our Gamer Appreciation Month, in which we will unlock a bunch of stuff for them that they've likely already unlocked. Also, we won't attempt a b-ball game again. Ever. Ever.
Yeah, didn't the latest NBA Live suck, too?
It was so bad. Terrible.
I feel like I saw a review that was like a 4 or something like that.
That's funny. Dear Indus, MS again. Sorry, me again. But what I said earlier, yeah, we decided not to do that. Oh, and make sure to pre-order Gears of War from our new internal studio, Black Tusk.
That's awesome.
You put a lot of thought into these. That's
I did. Hey, I was like, yeah, I'm feeling creative.
These are mine.
Like, yeah, new IP, all of our internal studios. No, Gears of War coming from Black Tusk Studios. There you go. Sony. Dear Indus, this is Sony. We'll try our hardest to push the Vita. Okay, wait. Let me try again. We will continue to make quality software that consumers will need to own for both the PS4. Damn it! I mean Vita! Oh my god, please buy Vita. And the last one. Dear Indus, this is Square Enix.
Oh, God.
Really? New Year's resolution? As long as people want another Final Fantasy VII and we don't make it, people will still buy our shit. And that's all the resolutions I got.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Well, it's going to be impossible to top Sony's. They're,
Please buy Vita.
Please.
So it sounds like Sony kind of wants everybody else to make a New Year's resolution.
Hey, yeah. Hey, trivia question. I'm not trolling, and I know I'm like getting
Lord.
Quick, name a first party Sony game that's coming out for Vita in this year. That's coming out for Vita this year.
Coming out this year?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Neither does anyone. I don't think Sony knows.
But shee, try the fish.
Hey, but Killzone was good.
It's
apparently,
sad. So yeah, it was also last year. Yeah,
it was really good. I do still play that from time to time.
Yeah,
I'm impressed.
Is it still cheap? It was cheap.
It was real cheap.
I think it was. $10. It was $9.
That's right.
You definitely should have picked that up.
Yeah, I should have picked it up when it was $9.
I did.
I mean, what else are you playing on your Vita?
Tearaway. Tearaway. Yeah. Did you play Tearaway, Glenn?
No.
It's good. You should get it.
You
if
should
it
definitely
sale again,
get it.
Definitely
it's really
it.
Good.
I will get it.
Okay.
I am a robot.
I will buy Tearaway.
Don't be a robot.
Oh, we totally missed the news.
This is Glenn. My New Year's resolution is to buy Tearaway.
Yeah, totally missed a news thing.
What news thing?
It was just the patches that are coming out for Xbox One, but
oh yeah, I was gonna mention that because you said that you, we finally got used to the party system, and I said just in time for them to change it.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Well, we only got used to it for Killer Instinct, not
right.
For, like,
oh, okay. Is it different for each game?
It's kind of is.
Typical.
Yeah.
God,
the party system's the same for each game. The invite system is different. So, like, you can still join a party, and that's all fine. But it's when how games do invites. Like, in Call of Duty, you can actually just invite people. In Killer Instinct, it sends an invite. If you have a party of four people, this is how we figured it out. Because usually, it was Jason, Sniper Maverick, Lag, and myself were playing Killer Instinct after recording last week. And usually, we'd have to start Skype, and then open up two lobbies. And then we just kind of, like, switch back and forth. But then we realize is someone starts a game, it'll automatically send the invite to all three people. Once somebody joins that game, and it only has two people, so you can't. If someone else starts a game, it'll send an invite to the next person in the list who's not already in a game. Which we didn't realize that before. We decided it just wasn't sending out an invite. It would just be like, what the hell's going on? So then we realized, okay, so now we can organize it so there'd be two lobbies, but we still in one party instead of being on Skype and having two parties. It was just fucked up at first, so. It sounds confusing, and it is confusing.
So. I was going to say it doesn't just sound confusing. I'm sure, but
no, it is confusing. But we magically figured out. We're like, well, wait a second, you didn't get that invite. So who got that? Oh, I got that invite. You're not in the game right now. No, I'm not in the game right now. You guys are in the game right now. Yeah. Well, okay. So it's only sending it to the person who is not in the game. And yeah, we kind of figured that out.
Interesting. But yeah,
there's two patches coming. You can finally manage your storage. You can delete shit from your hard drive. It tells you how much on your hard drive you have.
Oh, really?
Yeah, say something really quick while I pull up the... Because this is kind of... People might not know what's coming.
Dear Indus, this is Nintendo.
All right, go Nintendo.
We promise to make a game that actually uses the gamepad to its fullest ability and make it worth it to actually get this damn system. Either that, or we'll just release one without it.
Or you can just not buy it and hope Bayonetta comes to everything.
I still do want to see, still want to play Super Mario World 3D or 3D World.
I want to play that too. I do want to play.
I'm hearing so many good things about that game. So.
I want to play Mario Kart.
But yeah, still can't justify it. I even have. I could even go out and buy the thing without paying a dime, and I still can't justify it.
If I didn't have to pay a dime for it, I probably would do it. Yeah. If that included getting Super Mario World 3D.
I would have to pay basically $20 to get Super Mario Brothers 3D, 3D World, because I've got a bunch of reward zone points and I've got like $200-something worth of gift cards, and yeah, it's crazy.
All right,
but yeah, I just looked at the calendar coming up, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to play use this for things like Castlevania, Infamous, you know, the games that I know I'm going to buy. So
exactly, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea is Microsoft with these patches. February 11th is the first one that hits. It's going to have general stability issues, improved fluidity with Kinect voice chat, ability to manage console storage space, organizes games and apps in separate lists, which is good because it combined them into one first.
Yeah, I was going to say that was one of your big complaints, right?
Yeah, it puts everything in like one bundle thing. It's kind of annoying. Battery life indicator, finally, for your controller, because it didn't have an indicator for your battery life. So it just
that's
be like,
weird.
You're just playing, also just like, done.
It just
like,
dies? Oh,
yeah, nothing.
What the hell?
Yeah, there's not even like a thing like how many bars or anything like that. There was literally nothing. You had no idea when it was going to die.
That's really
USB
weird.
USB keyboard support. And then March 4th, there's going to be a bigger update. They didn't say anything specific, but they said it's going to have huge changes to the party and multiplayer systems or invite systems, which is probably why they're getting that at March 4th before Titanfall. So there you go. Late news. Chris,
what's
coming out next week, buddy?
Oh, are we going to do that?
Yeah, why not?
Well, you know what? I would like to tell you what's coming out this week, but I think there's someone who kind of wants to bring their input into this. So
really,
yeah, let's listen to that.
All right,
so I guess Santa Claus. One out of the way first, and that's
oh my God, it's Pete!
Final Fantasy 13. So that's Final Fantasy 13 3. That's Xbox 360, PS3. Yeah, it's a demo. It's an action-y game now. Set up more of an RPG. I don't know. I guess if you like the other Final Fantasies, there's another one for you, but yeah, I'm out of it at this point. Okay, so that out of the way. I guess also for the PS3, whilst we're on it, The Last of Us has its DLC something around.
Oh, right,
about. Don't really carry that. So yeah.
Oh, Pete, you're killing me.
Okay, so on to the portables, which is where all the interesting stuff this week is, and the Vita has something called Happy Havoc. So this is a visual novel style game, kind of like apparently it's a lot like Phoenix Wright, but it's being made by Spike Chunsoft, so they have a bit of a history with this sort of stuff. although not many of them actually come over here. So yeah, it looks pretty cool, and it's probably worth looking into. Also on the Vita, there's Toyokuden,
yep.
The Age of Demons.
Yep.
It looks kind of, well, it sounds like Monster Hunter. Hunter clone, yeah. Being made by the Dynasty Warrior peoples. We'll have to wait and see on that one.
Or not.
And then for the 3DS.
Oh, what the hell?
So something based on the anime thing. Yeah. And that'll do it.
Thanks.
Sorry about that. Looks like my connection wasn't that great to my phone. Had a couple things cut out there.
I'm glad to hear Pete's sexy voice again.
I know, we've been missing it, right? Pick of the week. Oh, wait, you know what? Let me, I actually didn't even bring it up this week. So let me pull it up and see what we got. So the Toyokuden is, I played the demo. And it's pretty good. You know, it's not that bad, but it is very, very much, a Monster Hunter game. You know, it's pretty much ripped right off. It's basically feudal Japan though. And it's like the map and everything looks just like Monster Hunter. It's crazy how close it is. But let's see, next week, Lightning Returns, he said that. Danganronpa? Trigger Happy Havoc?
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally.
That's
yeah.
coming out for Vita. I'm not sure if
really
that was
good.
One of the
it's
ones
really
he mentioned.
It's like a racing game. It's kind of like a Carmageddon kind of thing.
Oh, are you serious?
No.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you were or not, to be honest with you. So.
No.
Let's see. Wolfgang, which is a PS1 import that is going to be available on the PlayStation Network. One Piece has a 3DS game coming out. I'm not sure if that's what he said or not. I know he cut off at that point. So, T-Cross-K, I don't know if it's T-Cross-K or T-Times-K or whatever that is. That's coming out for the Vita, and that's one of the ones that's going to be
Tekken
on sale.
Cross Quinoa?
No, I don't think so. But that's good. Both the same publisher.
Really?
Yeah, they're both Namco.
Oh, shit. Nice job.
Gunslugs is coming out for the Vita also. And World of Tanks Xbox 360 Edition is hitting next week.
Finally? I thought that was already out for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was only for Xbox One it's out?
No, it's not out for
but
Xbox One.
From what I understand, this guy is still behind a paywall, right?
No, I don't think so. Well, it might be behind the Xbox. It might be behind Xbox Live, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Behind that paywall.
Yeah, but I mean, everyone fucking has Xbox Live, so.
I don't.
Or they should.
Yeah, people who care about World of Tanks are not people that don't have Xbox.
Probably not. Probably not. That's true. Also, the 3DS store is coming out and is going to have Super Mario Brothers Deluxe, the Game Boy Color version of the original Super Mario Brothers. So that's pretty cool, too. That is your new release list pick of the week.
Last of Us DLC.
Agreed. Down. I am 100% behind you. Sorry, Pete.
Yep.
That's the interesting
stuff
for these
guys.
I guess
he didn't like Last of Us. Yeah, I don't know what he's...
I mean, I'm not going to say it's an acquired taste, but there are people out there that don't like it.
It kind of is in a little bit. It's like, it's hard to grab people at the beginning. It's like kind of slow, kind of very
high
tension.
You have to really connect with the characters at the very beginning to get into it that fast.
And I'll say it, I'm not afraid to say it, it doesn't have the best gameplay in the world. It's the story and the characters that really drive that game.
I agree.
So if you're not having fun with the gameplay, I can see it. Like, it's just luckily for me that characters and story just, you're like, hell yeah, I'm going to keep playing this. For sure.
I agree.
All right, guys, so that's your pick of the week. Chris had to jet out for a second to do some parenting stuff.
That fatherly thing.
Exactly. Responsibilities. So we're going to have to end the show now. We did get a couple emails. We got one from Glacier on here. We do have it. It's a good email. We're definitely going to read it next week. I got some interesting questions we'll do next week as well. So our question of the week for next week, I think we're going to do our predictions revisited. So we're going to take a look at our predictions we had last year and how well we fared this year. So from you guys, you can chime in on what your predictions were last week or last year if you did any. If not, send in some of your predictions for this year. What do you think is going to happen? You can write us at email@interactivedistractions.com, of course. If you want to do a quick version, you can hit us up on Twitter @IndisQuestions. That always works. I'm trying to think what else to say. Do you have anything else to say, Glenn? I don't know. It's been a while since you've been on. Hopefully we'll get you on here again soon.
Oh, man. I feel so much pressure. What to say? Hi.
The whole world is listening.
I choked. I totally choked. God.
All right. Well, if you want to say hi back to Glenn, you can hit him up on the Twitters. He is at 9 kilobytes. It's all spelled out, right?
Mm-hmm. All the words.
All the words. Chris is Indus Chris. Jason is Unistrike. And there's Indus Podcast. And I'm Indus Jeff. That is a
G-E-O-F-F.
You got that stuff. Yeah, that's right. So yeah, you can always hit us up on Stitcher, Marketplace, iTunes. You can leave a review if you want to.
What about Zoom? Are we on Zoom still?
I don't even know if we're still on Zoom. If you want to hit us up on Zoom, you can do that too. Go for it. We have a Facebook group. Hit up Retroids. New sites up there. It's all redesigned stuff. Looks cool. I'm always in the shout box, so come in there and chat because I'm usually bored at work and need people to talk to. Do that up.
Shoutbox is a fun place to be. It is.
I think I totally butchered the ending of this, but whatever. Yes. I don't care.
Nope.
This is just what you got to do, you know, when you're under pressure and emergencies. I don't know.
Sometimes things come up, you know, and you have to make the best out of a bad situation, all right?
That's what
makes both of our countries great.
That's right.
We do that. Solidarity.
Word. On that note, play your games, stay safe, don't drink and drive. Have like one drive, don't have any
right. Ass. Like no more than three.
Find your lame friend that doesn't drink and just have them drive.
Have them drive.
Yes, that's usually the best thing.
Unfortunately, it means you are going to have to pretend to like your lame friend.
Exactly.
But don't drink and drive.
It'll make them happy. Don't. We'll see you next week, guys. Peace out.
Later.